Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, digital material has been seized by Gardaí from two addresses in Donegal as part of Operation Catch 5. Issues of non-compliance have been found in a number of nursing homes by HICWA in Donegal. The Minister with Responsibility for Disabilities has failed today to confirm what funding will be made available for two vital organisations in Donegal which provide services for children with intellectual disabilities. And Donegal County Council has confirmed that there is no risk to public safety following concerns in relation to an asbestos roof damage as a result of a major fire in Buncrana on Sunday night. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, two addresses in Donegal have been searched as part of an ongoing search and recovery operation by Gardaí targeting suspects involved in the possession and distribution of child pornography. A total of 23 properties nationwide have been searched as part of Operation Catch 5, which took place between the 1st and 4th of February under warrant issued pursuant to the Child Trafficking and Pornography Act 1998. Gardaí have confirmed that digital material has been seized for forensic examination at both addresses searched in Donegal. Follow-up searches are expected to be carried out in the coming days. Dynamo's strike committee at Letterkenny University Hospital says Ireland cannot retain nurses until better conditions are in place. Pickets were held across the county today as 37,000 nurses nationally engaged in industrial action. That resulted in up to 50,000 medical appointments being cancelled. Kieran McLaughlin is PRO of the local strike committee and was speaking earlier from the picket line outside Letterkenny University Hospital.
We have still got as much support as we had on day one. The resolve of our nurses is still the same. We are here to get action to win this campaign on behalf of our staff and our reduced staffing at Letterkenny Hospital and all the hospitals throughout Ireland.
Talks last night between the health minister and so on, they didn't bring pay to the table. Is that concerning?
Well, it is, and actually what the health minister said yesterday, that he invited the INMO, there was no invitation, went to the INMO late last night. They still hadn't received an invitation to go to the WRC, so it seems like the minister is still talking to himself and not to the INMO, as the INMO have requested since the 31st of December to talk to them.
It's going to take one of the sides to really soften here, but from where you're standing, you don't see yourself softening in this regard.
Well, it's not about softening, it's about having safe staffing in our hospitals. And if you realise that over 19,000 nurses have left this country between 2010 and 2019, that's 19,000 of our graduates that have graduated here that have gone to the likes of the UK, to Canada, to Australia, to Doha. And when hospitals in the UK are able to offer our nurses £9,000 to relocate to their hospitals to give them education programmes, that's why they're leaving here. And when our newly qualified nurses are paid €7,000 less than their equivalent allied health professionals as physios and OTs, and they do the same type of honours degree coming out of university, that's why these nurses are not coming back to this country, and they will not come back to this country until that is addressed.
Meanwhile, management at Letterkenny University Hospital have advised that the emergency department is very busy today and are advising people to only attend the ED if absolutely essential. In a statement, they say the industrial action by the INMO is having a significant impact on patient services across all of the hospitals in the Saoilte University Healthcare Group, including Letterkenny University Hospital. The Saoilte Hospital Group say they are continuing to work with INMO on arrangements for the day to ensure safe service provision. Issues of non-compliance have been found in a number of nursing homes in Donegal. In almost half of the nursing homes inspected across the country by HICWA in late 2018, 56 reports have been published today. Of those, major fire safety concerns were identified at the Lake House Nursing Home in Port na Blá, with management saying immediate steps were taken to address the issues. Catherine Gaffney has more.
In the report following an inspection at the Lake House in Port na Blá, HICWA say the registered provider had not taken adequate precautions actions to ensure that residents were protected from the risk of fire or ensure that adequate systems were in place. Due to the findings of this inspection, the report noted a referral was made to the local fire authority. In its response, the nursing home said procedures have been put in place to address the issues identified. The report also identified issues with management, staff training and maintenance of the premises. At the Harbour Lights nursing home at Brookless outside Killybegs, the premises was found to be non-compliant, with management saying plans are in place to have all outstanding issues addressed by 2021. An inspection at Nazareth House in Fawn identified issues with staffing, communications and record keeping, while an inspection of Arasey Donal in Milford found that some residents did not have an opportunity to participate in activities. In both instances, management say procedures have changed to address these issues. More details on the inspections and a link to the full reports are available on our website, highlandradio.com.
The Minister with Responsibility for Disabilities has failed today to confirm what funding will be made available for two vital organisations in Donegal which provide services for children with intellectual disabilities. Minister Finian McGrath did, however, confirm that the HSE's National Service Planning Process for 2019 has been agreed, with budgets currently being assigned to each community health organisation. He told Senator Padraig McLaughlin, who raised the issue of funding for iCare and the Blue Stacks Special Needs Foundation in the Shannon today, that once CHO1 receives its allocation, funding for individual services and organisations in the Northwest will be considered. The issue has been raised a number of times over the past week after both organisations missed out on funding under the Ability Programme last year. During discussions in the Shannon today, Senator McLaughlin urged Minister McGrath to ensure urgent clarity is provided.
I understand that both organisations have submitted funding applications to the HSE for 2019, and I can appreciate that they are anxious to learn of the outcome. Once CHO Area 1 received its allocation, it will be in a position to consider the funding arrangements for individual services and organisations. Essentially, the work has gone on, the investment has gone on, the reform has gone on, and now we need to focus in on the organisations raised by Senator Padraig McLaughlin. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister. And Minister, I acknowledge your long campaigning for families with loved ones with disabilities and for persons with disabilities themselves, and so you will get more than most just how frustrating it has been, and I'm going to tell the story again of iCare that I know so well, based in my hometown of Buncrana. They have been operating for 18 years and they have got larger and larger in terms of the services that they deliver. They are a template for organisations across the state, but incredibly they have done this with their own resources, and they are weary and they are tired. So Minister, I'm urging you to ensure that, and I note that the HSE will announce the decision soon, that as soon as possible they are given clarity in terms of their funding for 2019, along with the Blue Stack Special Needs Foundation. We in Donegal, on a cross-party basis, completely, fully support these two organisations, and we desperately want that they will have state funding that will allow them to continue their important work.
The British Prime Minister says there will be no return to a hard border in Northern Ireland. In a major speech to business leaders in Belfast, Theresa May says it's clear the backstop is a barrier to getting a Brexit deal. She said while changes have to be made to the backstop and the withdrawal agreement to get the backing of Parliament, she will make sure the Good Friday Agreement is protected. And she hinted she may look for a time limit on the backstop.
The issue that has always been one that Parliament has raised, it's been raised across all sides of the House of Commons, is the potential indefinite nature of the backstop. That's the issue we look to address.
Donegal County Council has confirmed that there is no risk to public safety following concerns in relation to an asbestos roof damaged as a result of a major fire in Buncrana on Sunday night. A survey was carried out yesterday afternoon following the fire at Barr's Drapery Shop and the plaza on Upper Main Street. The local authority has since confirmed that the air quality poses no cause for concern. Local Councillor Nicholas Crossan also confirmed that work is underway to ensure people in the affected area can return to their homes as soon as possible.
I contacted the environmental section of Donegal County Council, and they've come back that their specialised company command to do air quality report, and they said that there is no cause for any for to be alerted regarding it, that there is a clear outcome on it.
And also, it's been confirmed that people that have been put out of their houses adjacent to the buildings damaged, that they have now been rehoused.
Yeah, after the fire on Sunday night, there were two people who were left more or less homeless in it. Their two apartments were severely damaged. There were other people in the vicinity that were asked to leave the houses for safety precautions. The two people that were left homeless are talking to the Donegal County Council on their emergency housing number, and they're being sorted out. And the other people hopefully will be back into their homes as soon as possible.
Meanwhile, a GoFundMe page has been set up in a bid to raise funds for the rebuilding of the plaza in Buncrana. The community facility was destroyed in Sunday night's fire, with a campaign now underway to ensure it can be reopened as quickly as possible. Sonia McDade has family links with the plaza and has worked there for several years. She says the loss of the facility is devastating.
It's just a hard one to come back from, especially I think yesterday and today. It's devastating, to say the least. It's probably one of the worst things that I've had to ever deal with in my life. It was just horrible. You're sitting there, you can't do anything. You're watching everything you worked for burn to the ground with nothing you can do there. We set up a GoFundMe page anyways, and we're trying to get back on our 2 feet and think positive about the whole thing. It's called Rebuild the Plaza. It's just been set up last night, so we're hoping to get it going anyways within this week. Yeah, I suppose the plaza has been going a long way. Like, the first hall opened in 1944, so many people have been there, and every family, I suppose, have had a member that's been at the plaza. So just, we're hoping that they find it in their heart and dig deep.
The government has been accused of returning to Celtic Tiger policies over the new National Children's Hospital. Labour says the disregard for the massive overspend is harking back to policies of the past. The government has been sharply criticised by all parties in the Dáil for the handling of the National Children's Hospital. Labour leader Brendan Howland says the approach to the overspend harks back to the mistakes of the past.
This Fine Gael government seems to have adopted a Celtic Tiger attitude to overspending. Just 10 months after telling us that the cost of the National Children's Hospital on the James site was to be €938 million, Fine Gael is now telling us that the final cost could be €1.73 billion or more, nearly double the previous cost.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Make your Shop LK gift card go further with an additional 20% bonus on all Shop LK vouchers.
It's 14 minutes past five, and time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with rugby, and there's further bad news for the Ireland camp today with Devon Toner and Gary Ringrose both ruled out of Saturday's Six Nations game with Scotland at Murrayfield. Toner aggravated an ankle injury in the second half of their 32-20 loss to England at the Aviva, while Ringrose is continuing to work through a hamstring issue. But despite a hip problem, Keith Ayres is expected to be fit, according to scrum coach Greg Feek.
He's looking good so far. You know, Tuesday's usually a good sign at this stage. And being Elsie, he's a tough character, and he matches on, and our medical staff have done a great job with him as well.
Mario Itoje, he's been ruled out of England's Six Nations games with France and Wales. The Saracens lock suffered a knee ligament injury during Saturday's game at the Aviva. His club teammate Nick Isica has replaced him in Eddie Jones's 35-man squad for Sunday's game against France at Twickenham. In Gaelic games, after last weekend's brilliant win over Dublin, the Donegal Ladies are back in action this Sunday against Mayo. The Ladies board have confirmed St Mary's in Convoy as the venue to host the game. Throw-in on Sunday is at 2 o'clock. Moving on to soccer, it's been a busy day at Derry City, with the Brandywell club announcing a number of signings. Firstly, they've secured a deal with Institute's Michael McCrudden. The striker, who has scored 19 goals this season, has signed a pre-contract agreement which will see him joining Derry in June following the conclusion of his contract with Stute. A 27-year-old Scott Darren Cole, he's returned to the club on a one-year deal, having taken time away to consider his options at the end of last season. And Owen Stokes signs from Bohemians on a one-year deal. Stokes is an under-19 international and spent time with Leeds United. And Gerardo Bruna was a youth at Real Madrid and joins Derry from Canadian side Ottawa Fury. The Argentinian midfielder was also on Liverpool's books at one stage in his career, but didn't make the breakthrough to the first team. Manager Declan Devine still hopeful of making more signings before the end of the week. And Finn Harps, they're back in action tonight with a pre-season friendly. They travel to play Irish league side Glenavon. Kick-off at Mournview Park is 7:45 tonight. There's also two games in the Irish Premiership tonight. Dungannon Swifts, they play Coleraine, and Newry, they host Glentoran. Some other news, Rafo girl Zoe McGlynn, she's been called into the ladies senior international soccer training camp in Abbottstown in Dublin. Zoe will take part in a home-based squad training camp for elite players tomorrow, and she will hope to continue impressing international manager Colin Bell. There was schools football today and colleges action, the Umbro Cup quarter final today. The LYIT men's team lost out to GMIT. It finished 4-1 today out at the Port Road. Liam Walsh, he scored for the LYIT. In the Kelly Cup last 16, there was better news for the LYIT. They defeated the Cork IT by 1-0. Lauren Cragan with the goal for the LYIT. FEA schools senior B girls national cup final was played in Drogheda today. There was disappointment for Mulroy College today of Milford. They were defeated by St Lawrence College Loughlinstown in Dublin by 1-0. And in the FEA Junior B Girls National Cup semi-final today, it was St Clair's Comprehensive School Manor Hamilton 4, Colaistia Aile Letterkenny 1. In cross-channel action tonight, Newport County, they'll hope to pull off another FA Cup upset at Rodney Parade tonight. Manchester City await the winners of their fourth round replay against Middlesbrough. Also tonight, Wolves, they play League One team Shrewsbury Town at Molyneux. Queen's Park Rangers and Portsmouth, they meet at Loftus Road. And Barnet, the lowest ranked side still in the competition, they're away to Brentford. All the games kick off at 7:45. And the Gibraltar FA say tickets for next month's Euro 2020 qualifier with the Republic of Ireland have been sold out. 900 tickets for the 2,300 capacity Victoria Stadium has been allocated to Irish travelling fans. Online sales were blocked to prevent Ireland taking up more than their 40% allocation. And the FA cross-channel have asked Jurgen Klopp to provide his written observations following his post-match interview that followed Liverpool's 1-1 draw at West Ham. The Reds boss was critical of the official's performance, saying referee Kevin Friend may have been affected as a result of Sadio Mane's opening goal. An obvious offside and the build-up to that goal was missed by assistant referee Simon Beck, and Klopp claimed afterwards Friend did not want to open the gap anymore and he may have subsequently found out about the offside. Klopp could face punishment from FA depending on his explanations for his comments. And in more news from Liverpool, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, he's been named in Liverpool's squad for the Champions League knockout stages. The midfielder hasn't played since sustaining multiple ligament damage in his left leg on Liverpool's Champions League semi-final with Roma in April. It was originally expected that Oxlade-Chamberlain would miss almost all of this season, but his manager Jurgen Klopp recently revealed a return to training later this month could be on the cards. Liverpool faced Bayern Munich at Anfield for the first leg of their last 16 tie on February the 19th, with the second leg at the Allianz Arena on March the 13th. Clubs are allowed to register 25 players for the Champions League squads, as well as 8 locally trained players. Republic of Ireland underage internationals Kevin Kelleher and Connor Masterson, they're among those 8 for Liverpool. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, a stockpile of rubbish is to be removed from Tory Island this evening, with plans put in place for refuse to be collected from the island twice a month. Island Radio was contacted by a number of people complaining that rubbish from the island had not been collected for 2 months and that the stockpile was building close to a school and homes. It was confirmed earlier today by the manager of the local co-op that the rubbish will be removed and that a new crane is fitted on the island's pier. Rubbish will then be collected every 2 weeks. Marjorie O'Carroll was speaking earlier on the 9 till noon show.
Current situation on the island, we have a bit of a backlog from December. Now, we had a run scheduled on the 9th of January to remove the waste from the island. Definitely, we have a bit of a backlog. And the reason for that is we don't have any crane at Tory Island since October. We're getting a new one installed here on the island and a new one out at Maharorty as well. So basically, when everything's going fine, we get two bins taken out every fortnight. It's taken out on the boat. It's dropped off at Maharoti Pier in Sharkey to come and collect it. So that's when everything's working fine. Now, unfortunately, we don't have cranes operating at the moment.
Why is that, Marjorie?
Because they've been currently been installed.
But how regularly will waste be taken from the island going forward once these cranes are in situ?
Oh, every fortnight. I mean, there's no problem. We could send it out every week, but I mean, we have only... This time of the year, we would probably have two full bins every fortnight, so we'd probably fill a bin every week. So it's not a huge amount of waste, but, you know, it works. We've never had a problem with this before. We did have a problem back in 2016. There was a huge, big dump, which we got funding from the Donegal County Council to clear that away. A lot of cars have left the island as well. So, I mean, we are working on it, and, you know, unfortunately, due to weather and the problem with the cranes, there is a little bit of a backlog.
And finally, for the meantime, the Environmental Protection Agency has confirmed that the Owen Tesna water supply has been removed from Donegal's remedial action list. The supply serving over 2,700 consumers in Donegal has been removed from the list following a €3.8 million upgrade by Irish Water. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Irish Water says the new treatment system at Owen Tesna includes ultraviolet disinfection to mitigate against the risk of contamination from cryptosporidium. The utility says works are continuing on the six other Donegal water supplies on the list. They're in Cashelard, Creasla, Glentisar Dra, Greencastle, Letterkenny and Milford. It's expected the Cashelard scheme and Glentisar Dra will be removed in the next RAL update. The Creasla treatment plant is currently being upgraded, while works at the Greencastle source are also progressing. Irish Water says the Milford Letterkenny supply will also be removed once the Letterkenny water treatment plant has been upgraded, with works there set to be progressing.
Weather now staying breezy for the rest of the day, with outbreaks of rain gradually clearing this evening. The rest of the night will be dry in most places, with clear spells and just a few isolated showers. A rather cold night with lowest temperatures of 2 to 4 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, two addresses in Donegal have been searched as part of an ongoing search and recovery operation by Gardaí targeting suspects involved in the possession and distribution of child pornography. Gardaí have confirmed that digital material has been seized for forensic examination at both addresses searched in Donegal. Management at Letterkenny University Hospital have advised that the emergency department is very busy today and are advising people to only attend the ED if absolutely essential. In a statement, they say the industrial action by the INMO is having a significant impact on patient services across all of the hospitals in the Seata University Healthcare Group, including Letterkenny University Hospital. The Minister with Responsibility for Disabilities has failed today to confirm what funding will be made available for two vital organisations in Donegal which provide services for children with intellectual disabilities. Minister Finian McGrath told Senator Padraig McLaughlin, who raised the issue of funding for iCare and the Blue Stack Special Needs Foundation in the Shannon today, that once CHO1 receives its allocation, funding for individual services and organisations in the North West will be considered. And Donegal County Council has confirmed that there is no risk to public safety following concerns in relation to an asbestos roof damaged as a result of a major fire in Buncrana on Sunday night. A survey was carried out yesterday afternoon following the fire at Bowers Drapery Shop and the Plaza on Upper Main Street. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, February the 5th. The death has taken place of Tony Wilkinson, Cocodorsha, Tyrotty, Bremelton. Remains are reposing at his residence tomorrow morning from 11 o'clock. Funeral service in St Paul's Parish Church, Bremelton on Thursday afternoon at 3:15. Cremation on Friday at Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan at 3 o'clock. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to Heart Services, care of any family member or Gibson Funeral Directors.
The death has taken place of Margaret Duffy, Dargan, Portsallan, Fannage. Removal tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, going to her late residence. Fiona from there on Friday morning going to St Columbus Church Mass Mount for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Rosary each night at 9 o'clock. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Eamon Scott Funeral Director. The death has taken place of John Glenn Davis, Clothrow, Drumkeen. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral service at his late residence tomorrow afternoon at 2:30, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the Church of Ireland graveyard, Stranorler, house private at the request of the deceased. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Stranorler Presbyterian Church Building Fund, care of Terence McClintock, Funeral Director, or any family member. The death has taken place of Ruby Norris, Tremone, Leckamy, Moville. Her wake is taking place in her son Mervyn and daughter-in-law Joyce's residence, Treen House, Tremone, Leckamy. Funeral from there on Thursday afternoon at 12:15 for 1 o'clock funeral service in Glatna Drummond Methodist Church called Daff, followed by burial in the adjoining burial ground. Family time please from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. Donations in lieu of flowers please to Donegal MS Society, care of Liam Collins, Funeral Director, or any family member. The death has taken place of Dermot Ryan, Ballybrack, Moville. Remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from his home on Thursday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of Liam Collins, Funeral Director, or any family member. The death has taken place of Kathleen Gallagher, 19 O'Cleary Avenue, Donegal Town. A celebration of Kathleen's life will take place in the St John Bosco Centre, Donegal Town, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by cremation in Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan, at 4:30. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if so desired to the Solace Cancer Support, Donegal Town, care of George Irwin, Funeral Directors, or any family member. How strictly private, please. The death has occurred of Willie Joe Campbell, London, and formerly of Drum Nicaro, Frosses, County Donegal. Removal from Gallagher's funeral home, Mount Charles, tomorrow evening at 6:30, going to the Church of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Frosses, to arrive at 7 o'clock and to repose overnight. Funeral mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Cranny Road Cemetery, Frosses. And the death has occurred of Mary Gormley, Main Street, St Johnston, house private, please, family only. Funeral from her late residence tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St Bathan's Church, St Johnston, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Kelly's Funeral Directors.